Labor Day people. It's that time again. 2 p.m. on a Monday, live from Heritage Radio. It's Snacky Tunes. We are Finger on the Pulse. I am Terry Diabolik with always the wonderful DJ Never Forget.
Hello, Terrence.
Hello.
Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
I am glad that we were able to take a break from barbecuing to come and do Snacky Tunes. We've been snacking all weekend.
Snacking all weekend. Big shout out to the always wonderful barbecue guide, Alix, taking us to all the good spots. Quick shout out to our sponsor, TechServe, who's helping us with the computers, having the music playing from all the rooftop barbecues. Producer today, Jack Inslee, engineered by Rec Tech. And like we said, every Monday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. live, Snacky Tunes on Heritage Radio. Greg, Never Forget. What was that first track?
That first track was I Like to Move in Here by Moby, the Holy Ghost remix. And Terrence, why would we be playing a Moby track?
Because there's a very, very special Labor Day treat. We are going to have Moby live in the studio, playing songs, talking about food, doing a couple DJ sets. Oh, the effects button isn't working today. All right, we'll get those claps going. Anyway, we're very excited. He's coming in just a few minutes. But before that, let's talk about barbecue. Let's talk about barbecue.
We're two gentlemen.
We're two gentlemen who like to cook.
And yesterday you made your pork shoulder.
Yeah, well, I got the marinade going.
You got the marinade going. So as opposed to our normal weekly restaurant review, why don't you take our dear hungry listeners through the Terrence Diabolik Esquire Jr. III.
Well, I actually can't take all credit for it. It's a riff on the Mama Fuko Sambar pork shoulder. It was sent to me via Irene Wong, who was one of our guests a few weeks ago. And what you want to do is you want to get, I think it's three parts warm water, one part brown sugar, one part salt, and half a part black pepper.
Half a part?
Yeah.
What's half a part?
I mean, it's just like, so if you do like a cup of brown sugar, it's half a cup of pepper.
Gotcha.
And then you just put it in, you mix it, you dissolve all the solids into the liquids, and then you just let your shoulder, I mean, I did it for about 3 days. You can do it for 12, at least 12, but I did it for 3 days. And then get a hot pan. This isn't barbecuing. This is just braising. But you get a hot pan.
You can do this, and then you can finish it on the grill.
Yeah. I mean, what I did is I seared it in butter and apples, and then I braised it in apple cider, Martinelli's, for 8 hours.
And then you just bring it to a barbecue.
You bring it to a barbecue.
And everyone loves it.
Yeah. We have yet to really master the art of smoking, but those that can, you know, there's a couple pig roasts today, which are always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Always great.
Thanks, Terrence.
Guys,
it's been a long weekend.
It's been a long weekend.
If you can't tell,
but it's going to be great.
Moby will be in here shortly. We're going to play a track, actually. It's the LCD sound system.
Oof.
4353 remix. Prince Language remix.
Ooh.
And we're gonna play that, and we're gonna get set up, and I think Moby should be in by then. You're listening to Snacky Tunes.
Mm.
Finger on the Pulse. I'm DJ Never Forget.
I'm Terry Diabolik. Take us away.
All right. That is Alphabeat Fascination, Linus Love's remix. I am DJ Never Forget.
I am Terry Diabolic.
You're listening to Snacky Tunes, Monday, 2 o'clock, or I guess a little bit afterwards, Labor Day weekend. We got Moby coming in just a little bit. Before that was Rushing to Paradise, House of House, and to start that off was the Prince Language 4353 remix of LCD Sound System.
Quick shout out to TechServe, for lovely sponsor. And our producer, Jack Inslee, and our engineer, Rec Tech, every 2 to 3 p.m. live here on Heritage Radio. You can catch us, it's Finger on the Pulse, for Snacky Tunes. And what a great weekend. 3-day weekend.
Can't be beat.
Really. I mean,
the energy is a little low.
We're not going to lie. The energy is a little low. The grilling and the barbecuing started before, but, I mean, if we were full of pep, then I would think we really wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been living up to our promise, our full potential, if you will. Big shout out, actually, to Jelly. Their last pool party or waterfront party was last week. I believe Grizzly Bear killed it, to say the least. And, you know, they just knocked it out of the park. I still think one of my best weekends this summer was we got to DJ opening up for Semi Mobile Disco. Don't really get too many opportunities like that in our lives, so it's pretty good. We're going to keep playing some more music while we get Moby, whose guitar tech just showed up, all set up in here. All right, well, Terry is going to do the next set, and then we should be all prepared for Moby in studio. I see him through the window. Here we go with Terry Diabolic. All right. Terry Diabolik on the Platters That Matter. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. We're your host, Finger on the Pulse. I'm DJ Never Forget. Terry will join me in a second. Quick shout out to our sponsor, TechServe, for keeping our computers running in the crashes. Today's show is produced by Jack Ainsley and engineered by RecTech. And you are listening to heritageradionetwork.com. We would like to introduce a very special guest today to Studio Moby.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing? Yay.
The sad, desultorily applause.
There's like two other guys, and so it's like a five. Like, yay! Mm-hmm. We actually have, hold on a second, I think it's going to work.
Oh, the button? I see, I think it's eight. It's on the clouds? Yeah. Introduce me again.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Moby. Okay. So thank you for making time to come in today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Let's just say, what have you been up to?
Well, first of all, I love Bushwick, so any opportunity. I was actually considering moving out here at one point because I had an ex-girlfriend who lived maybe about 15 feet from where we're sitting. And if it wasn't so far away, I'd be living out here.
Yeah, I found myself coming out here more and more, the Morgan stop specifically, in the last 2 months. Yeah. Have you been to Roberta's before?
I've never been to Roberta's. I've been to, is it Life Cafe?
Yes.
Around the corner. And then back when I was on the liquor, I used to drink, what was it called? Northern Kingdom?
Yes.
That was called?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite bars.
Wow.
Oh, that bar is...
It was fun.
That's sometimes.
Yeah. But
no longer on the liquor.
No. I'm enjoying a period of sobriety.
Oh, very nice. So one of the things we really like to talk about when we bring artists on here are their favorite foods.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that you're a chef. Oh, you cook. I don't know if I can say, chef?
No. I mean, I used to own a restaurant.
Right.
And I did the really like low rent menial labor, you know, like my job. And the restaurant actually burned down just recently.
Oh yeah, we just heard about
that. It's called Teeny. It was on Rivington Street, but my job, I would clear tables, I would bus tables.
Okay.
And then after a while, they taught me how to use the dishwasher.
Okay.
Which was strange for me because I owned the restaurant, and I was washing dishes. And one of my first ever jobs when I was 15 years old was as a dishwasher at a restaurant in a Macy's in Stamford, Connecticut. And that was the worst job I've ever had because you'd be there for 8 hours washing dishes and you'd go home and you just smell like a dumpster.
Yeah, that was my first job was washing dishes at a pizza place. So it was like dish detergent slash having dough under your fingernails.
Maybe a pizza place. I mean, I'm sure that was awful too, but the restaurant I was at was a lot of like shrimp and fish and steak and whatever. Yeah. And so you'd go home and you would like make the water as hot as it could be and you just want to bathe in bleach.
And it's not going to happen.
And no. So
how does it go from being a 15-year-old dishwasher to traveling the world, like headlining festivals, to going back to dishwasher? How's the mental?
It's surprising. Because, I mean, I never expected to have a career as a musician. I thought I'd spend my entire life making music in my bedroom that no one would ever listen to. I mean, if we'd been talking 20 years ago and you had asked me how I thought my life would work out, I thought I'd be teaching community college and maybe working in a bookshop and making music that my girlfriend would listen to if she was being polite.
So how'd that go? How'd that work out? How'd that life plan go?
It's surprising. I mean, I've been making records for a long time and it still surprises me. I just got back from doing this big tour of Europe and sometimes when I look at the lineups, it seems wrong. Like someone has made a clerical error when I'm supposed to be parking cars and somehow they've put my name on the bill.
On the top. Close to the top.
And it's also weird because like I was telling Justin, my friend from Mute, that there was this one festival in France and it was a 3-day festival and the headliner the first day was Bruce Springsteen and the second day was The Killers and the headliner the third day was me.
Wow.
And it's so different from how things are here.
Right.
So it's kind of like fairy tale land.
It's awesome.
Touring in Europe.
Now, when you're in Europe, what are your favorite places to eat? Do you have any particular cities or any meals that you're like, when I go to this city, this is where I have to dine?
Well, I know that you guys like to talk about food.
Yeah.
And I have a confession.
Uh-huh.
I almost feel like we should be at like a 12-step meeting. I'm a vegan.
That's fine.
You know what? We really enjoy vegans.
Okay.
We just finished filming our cooking show, and one of the episodes is a vegan episode.
Okay.
It's Ban Yacht. So there's vegans, you know, I feel like vegans, it's easy to be a meat eater. I can go to the supermarket, I can go like, that steak is $2.99 and I'm going to put it on a grill, it's going to be awesome. Vegans have to be creative.
to an extent, I mean, it's a lot easier now because I've been a vegan now for 22 years. And when I first became vegan, I was so militant and I wanted to, you know, throw blood on people wearing fur coats and I wanted to, you know, wrestle meat eaters to the ground and force them to swear off meat. And now, you know, I'm a vegan and I don't really care too much how other people choose to eat. You know, this, because I don't want other people to judge my choices. So in turn, I don't feel it's right for me to judge how other people choose to eat.
So, I mean, do you cook a lot for yourself? I mean, New York City has some amazing vegan restaurants.
Yeah. I mean, I do. I cook at least two or three meals a day for myself.
Wow.
But I live right around the corner from a Whole Foods and I live in the East Village. And so within a 10 block radius of my apartment, there are probably 15 vegetarian restaurants, like six or seven good vegan restaurants. And, yeah, so being a vegan in New York is easy. And being a vegan on tour at times is easy and at times is really difficult.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of one of the bands we had on Fucked Up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I played a song with them. They did this marathon show.
Oh, right.
At the corner of Bowery and Bond, and they invited me to come down. So we played
12-hour, right?
Yeah, so I played three songs with them. We did a Ramones cover, a Minor Threat cover, and then a song that I had written when I was 15 called Wonder Bread.
And, but they had talked about, I believe Damien is a vegetarian, and they had talked about like the near impossibility. I mean, it might be different being like a bigger artist, being like, my writer says I'm a vegan, get me a vegan meal. But when you're like a down and out DIY punk band, it's like, here's a burger. And they're like, no. And they're like, here's some bread that, you know.
Just take the meat off. And
yeah, take the meat off.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because some places where you don't expect the food to be good, it's amazing. Like the best backstage catering we had on this whole tour so far was in Poland.
Really?
They had a vegan sushi chef. They had pizza ovens backstage that they had brought in.
Huh.
I mean, it was a huge festival, so they couldn't afford to do this. But, you know, sometimes you expect the food to be great. And the worst food on the tour was in France.
Hmm.
Ironically, they just, no effort whatsoever.
No effort for the vegans?
No effort. I mean, even the regular food was pretty bad. Like, I don't know. Maybe in France, there's sort of like, there's no middle class of food.
It's either like high end or no end.
Yeah.
It's like, can we quote you, high end or no end?
Yeah, you can put that on a t-shirt.
You brought a guitar today.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to do a song right now?
Sure. I'd be happy to. I mean, it's Labor Day weekend, right?
Labor Day weekend, correct.
And it's about 130 degrees here in the studio.
It's so hot.
We can't turn the AC on because you'll hear it on the microphones. Yeah. So this is a sacrifice for you, the listener.
So, I mean, I can play a song. I don't know. I mean, you guys have to sit here and listen is the only problem.
That's fine.
It's great.
I mean, we're into it.
It's not going to be uncomfortable?
No.
Really? Because I only know sad songs.
That's fine. We won't cry because you can hear the tears on the microphone.
Not even cry. But maybe. Okay. You sure you're not going to be bored?
No.
You have any reading material?
No, we're good.
In case you get bored?
No. We're good.
So let me think. What should I play? Well, I put out an album a few weeks ago called Wait For Me.
Okay.
And people seem to like it, which is nice because I've put out some records in the past that people don't seem to like very much, so it's always encouraging when you put out a record and people actually seem to like it. And this song is one of the songs from Wait For Me. It's the only song on the record that I sing, so conversely it's the only song I can actually play with an acoustic guitar.
Okay, great.
That's the opening note. Does it sound okay, Mr. Engineer in the other room? Yeah? Don't speak to me this way. Don't ever let me say, don't leave me again, don't leave me again. Oh, you never felt this lost before, and the world is closing doors. I never wanted anything more. Oh, you never felt this lost before, and the world is closing doors. I never wanted anything more. Don't hurt me this way, don't touch me this way, don't hurt me again, don't hurt me again, don't hurt me this way. Touch me this way, don't hurt me again, don't hurt. about me again. Oh, you never felt this lost before, and the world is closing doors. I never wanted anything more. Oh, you never felt this lost before, and the world is closing doors. I never wanted anything more. Don't let me make the same mistake again. Don't let me make the same mistake again. Don't let me make the same mistake again. Please don't let me make the same mistake again. Oh, you never felt this lost before, and the world is closing doors. I never wanted anything more. Oh, you never felt this lost before, and the world is closing doors. I never wanted anything more. Don't let me make the same mistake again. Don't let me make the same mistake again. Please don't let me make the same mistake again. Don't let me make the same mistake again.
Woo!
I think that was crickets.
No,
oh, crowd cheer. Okay.
There we go.
And there was that sound of like someone like banging sheet metal in the background.
Oh yeah, they well, first off, you're listening to Snacky Tunes. That was just Moby live. What was the name of the song?
Mistake.
Yeah, this is, I mean, people who can't see anything, we're actually sitting underneath a garden. There's a garden on the roof here.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes they'll be working, you know, on the garden.
It's just fine. It doesn't bother me as long as it.
Yeah, no, I feel like it kind of adds, like, you can actually, you can hear the birds chirping. The mics mm-hmm. pick up through the door. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, in the course of my life, I've been in a lot of radio stations. This is a very unique one.
Yes. It's an old shipping container.
Yeah. I like it quite a lot, but I feel sort of like we should be in Estonia or Romania.
Yeah.
And this is like radio. This is like the state radio circa 1963.
Or like the underground resistance. It's like we are broadcasting from. So that was great.
Oh, thanks.
So with your new album coming out, do you, I know it's a little specific, but do you find that you were eating different things, or like your menu changes when you're recording versus touring, or like album to album, like what do you generally eat like when you're in the studio?
It's an interesting question. I like that question because I've never considered it before. Like any correlation between like what's going on in the rest of your life and how you might be eating.
Mm-hmm.
I find when I'm on tour, I definitely eat a lot of comfort foods. Part of it's because you never know when you're going to eat well again.
Right.
So if you have the opportunity to eat well, you just eat as much as possible, like a camel, except with food, not water. And at home, it's that balance between vegan junk food and really healthy vegan foods. So like every now and then, lunch will consist of vegan tacos and then or like steamed broccoli and quinoa.
Right.
I mean, they're both relatively healthy, but...
What is, like, the guiltiest vegan comfort food? Like, I can't believe I just put that in my body. There's no nutritional value, even though it's vegan.
I mean, tempura is kind of nutritionally vapid. Good old onion rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, little blooming onion.
Right. I mean, like, it's one of the reasons why I want to exercise more, because I feel like if I exercise more, I could eat more.
Yeah, that's what happened to Terry over here. Didn't do a day of exercise in college and got to New York and started exercising. I was like, exercise, great. And he's like, oh, I'm not doing it for my health. I'm doing it so I can keep eating the same way and not.
Yeah, like if I exercise 2 hours a day, I would eat Indian food every day for the rest of my life, probably.
Just nothing but curries. Yeah. So I saw you play at Maxwell's last year.
Oh, yeah.
But then I was also watching videos of you this weekend at Glastonbury, which are two very different experiences. So I was just kind of curious, from like a music fan, like how you prepare for
both the show. Both shows are great, but two, you know, one was a rock and roll, almost, yeah, you know, half covers, and one is rave 60,000 people, unbelievable.
Well, the tour that we just finished in Europe was huge festivals, like 60,000 people a night, and then every now and then doing small theater shows. And the festivals are like a greatest hit show. You know, you can't really do anything too subtle or too nuanced in front of 60,000 people.
Right.
Whereas if you're playing a much smaller show, you can experiment more and you can get away with things that you just couldn't get away with in front of a big crowd.
I mean, you know, which do they, I mean, do you like both? Is one, you know, is playing those big festival shows where it's kind of like this is every night the same thing, as opposed to where you can change it up a bit, like, do you have a preference?
I just really like being able to have both of them, and right, then occasionally go out and DJ. Like the tour we did, some nights we're, you know, playing these beautiful old theaters to about 1,000, 2,000 people a night, very sort of quiet shows, and then to go DJ a rave for 40,000 people, or play a live festival for 60,000 people, or do small acoustic shows. You know, we did an acoustic show in a tea shop a year ago, wow, for about 30 people. So like, I think I'm grateful that I get to do all these different things. Because if I was only playing in tea shops for 30 people, I would probably start to really resent that. And if you're only playing like these big over-the-top greatest hit shows, that might start to get a little tedious after a while as well. But sort of the fact that it all gets mixed up keeps it interesting.
So when you book these type of tours, I mean, do you, you know, tell your bookings like, I want all of these options on the road? Or will you be playing and say like, hey, would you mind coming beforehand and do this? I mean, it seems like you're to be pretty flexible and pretty open to people, yeah, approaching you.
Yeah, it's just being open to anything. You know, saying to local promoters or local radio stations like, oh, you have an acoustic guitar and you want me to play in your living room? Sure, I'll come play in your living room. It's just letting people know that you're happy to play anywhere. Because especially on tour, if you're not playing music, you're sitting in a hotel room watching CNN for the 30th time.
Right.
And so playing music for five people is better than sitting by yourself in a hotel room hour after hour after, right, hour.
Now, do you find that, I mean, in connecting with the crowds, like 60,000 versus 1,000 versus 30, is it a different type of connection, or do you feel that you can connect with all the people?
Yeah, you know, you would think that it would be easier to connect to a smaller crowd, but sometimes you can play in front of a huge, huge crowd and feel this almost intimate connection with everybody there. And sometimes you play in front of 100 people and it's work. You know, like 100 taciturn people who are just not into it is difficult. Whereas 60,000 people where everybody's singing along and everybody's into it, it feels like a more intimate experience in a weird way.
So you brought your iPod today.
I did.
And I would, I think you had to turn up channel 2. I think it's a channel 2. Love to have you play just a few favorite songs, whatever, you know.
By other people?
It's up to you. I mean, okay. we're pretty open here. One by you, two by the people, influence, favorite songs, hateful songs.
Okay. Well, this, when you guys asked me to bring my iPod, I thought I would bring some old electronic music.
Okay.
This is a band called the Silver Apples, and people, I guess, started, they were around in the late 60s, early 70s, and what made them so interesting is it's basically like synthesizers and drums, but he would build his own oscillators and build his own synthesizers. So this is sort of like electronic, non-experimental electronic music before anyone had ever invented it.
Okay.
So, and this is one of my favorite songs. It's called I Have No Love.
Okay.
By the Silver Apples on your radio show.
Snacky tunes.
I have no love, and love is one. I burn my fingers on the sun. I've been imprisoned in the moon. I've been imprisoned in the moon. I have no love, and love is one. And I have learned what truth denies. I drank the teardrops from her eyes. I have learned what truth denies. I drank the teardrops from her eyes. And I surrendered much too soon. I surrendered much too soon. I have learned what truth denies. I never heard the warning voice.
heaven blue. I had a choice, so I never wanted to return. I never wanted to return. I never heard the warning horns, but I have sailed on the boat that flew when there was room to float. But I have sailed upon the boat that flew when there was room to float. And I drank out of the magic air. I drank out of the magic air as I sailed upon the boat. And I have slept inside the shade, encircled by the lovely maid. And I have slept inside the shade, circled by a lovely maid. And I've kissed the face of dreams. Yes, I've kissed the face of dreams. I've slept inside the shade, and I have written on the glow that warms the sky with a rainbow. I have written on the glow that warms the sky with a rainbow. I've waited in its golden streams. I've waited in its golden streams. I have ridden on the glow, and I have danced between the stars to music sung by sweet guitars. And I have danced between the stars to music sung by sweet guitars. I've done some things that can't be done. I've done some things that can't be done. I've danced between the stars, and I have smiled inside the storm, reaching higher to keep warm. And I have smiled inside the storm, reaching higher to keep warm. I've known love that love has won. I've known love and love has won. I have smiled inside the storm. I've burnt my fingers upon the sun. I'm sleeping on my back.
That will, you're listening to Snacky Tunes. I am DJ Never Forget.
I am Terry Diabolic.
We're your host, Finger on the Pulse.
On HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
We've got Moby in the studio today. What was that last song you just played?
Well, the first one I played was I Have Known Love by Silver Apples. And they were like, one, as far as I can tell, the first ever sort of like synth-based electronic band from 1969. They used to play, I think they played with the Velvet Underground on St. Mark's Place at the Electric, the Purple Banana Electric Factory or whatever it was called.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I just played was one of my favorite Talking Head songs, Memories Can't Wait, that they recorded. I mean, I live in Lower East Side, and what I love about that album, Fear of Music, is they apparently recorded it in a loft in the middle of summer. Oh, I forgot to turn off. So if during that last little segment we were just talking, there was a rumble in the background, that's the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Now it's off. And so they recorded Fear of Music in this loft with Brian Eno, and apparently they were sort of out of their minds on drugs the entire time. And that song in particular, like, if you've ever had experiences where, say, you're up at 9 o'clock in the morning and you don't want to be up at 9 o'clock in the morning, that's sort of what that song's about. That's why I like it. Yeah.
Now, you said that the way that you recorded your last album, you did all at home. It was a little bit different than you'd done your other albums, or how other albums are done in general.
Well, we were talking earlier, and I said how I never expected to have a career as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I started making records, I then had to figure out how people are supposed to make records. And the first few records I made at home. But then I looked around, and I realized most, like, established musicians went to big outside studios. So I thought that in order to be a valid musician, I had to go to outside studios. So I made an album a few years ago called Hotel that was made in a big outside studio, thinking to myself, well, this is how real musicians do it. And when the record was done, I realized I didn't like it very much. Hmm. So for this album, Wait For Me, I did everything at home, primarily using crummy old equipment that I bought off eBay. And so that the album, because my goal wasn't to make something that would be like a big club record. It's not supposed to be a top 40 radio record. It's supposed to be sort of like a quiet, intimate record that people would want to listen to on Sunday morning when it's raining outside.
So I guess the lesson there is, even after, you know, 2 decades of, you know, big records, mm-hmm. and turning around, doing it yourself is usually the best way to go.
I mean, sonically, I mean, especially now, because with Pro Tools you can, and with decent microphones and whatnot, you can get good sounding, you can make good sounding records at home, but you're never going to make a huge top 40 smash in your bedroom.
Right.
But then again, who wants to make a huge top 40 smash? I mean, big top 40 smashes are so much compromise inherent in the process of making a gigantic top 40 record that I'd rather just focus on trying to make, you know, intimate, beautiful records that I love that hopefully other people would love.
Now, does that mean you're done doing, like, big club bangers for the rest of your career, or do you have some more ideas tucked away for later?
There are lots of, I mean, basically what I realized is, as time has passed, the best dance music that's been released under my name has been remixes made by other people. So I'm perfectly happy to write a song, record it at home, and then send the parts out to remixers and have the remixers do the dance versions. So when I DJ now, I don't really play any of my own music. I play remixes of songs that have been done for me.
All right.
And it's great because I can stand there and take credit for other people's work.
I think we are going to close out the show today with you doing a cover.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Allow us to sign off. First off, thank you to TechServe once again for keeping
us. We got to figure out what cover I'm going to play.
Yeah. So.
Let me think. How about a cover and we can all sing along?
Okay.
Okay.
We're terribly tone. We might hum in the background.
You guys in the background sing along too.
So thank you to TechServe, to Jack and RecTech for producing and engineering this.
Do you want me to play out while you're doing? I can accompany you while you're doing your credits.
Yeah. This has been Finger on the Pulse. We're host Finger on the Pulse, Snacky Tunes Radio.
Labor Day.
I'm your host DJ Never Forget. Thank you to Moby, and thank you to Mute for helping set this up. We really appreciate you guys. Doing this, and thanks for coming.
My pleasure, thanks.
To the Resistance Underground, Estonia,
Roberta's, HeritageRadioNetworks.com, every Monday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. live, Snacky Tunes, and away we go, one last song with Moby.
So this is, everyone has to sing along in the choruses.
Okay.
Okay. Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across the USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Later on said he was a she. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. We said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. And candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was giving head, she said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. He said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. And everybody here sings, do 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 do. Little Joe, he never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here, a hustle there. New York City is the place where we say, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. We say, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. And background vocals from everybody again. Go do 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 do. Hi, this is Moby, and you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network.